This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, against Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. They also assured the government of full support in the fight against terrorism and possible action taken by it during the all-party meeting convened by the government at Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. The minister said that during the meeting, officials of Intelligence Bureau and Home Ministry briefed members about the incident and the lapse. Mr. Rijiju said that the officials also explained the management measures being taken to prevent such incidents in the future. Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of the Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and the opposition has given full support to the government to take any action required. Leaders of 15 different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted around 2 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that the spirit of the nation will never be broken by terrorism. He vowed that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and the supporters, declaring that the country will pursue them to the ends of the earth. Speaking at a public gathering in Madhumani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister emphasized that terrorism will not go unpunished. He added that every effort will be made to ensure justice is delivered, reaffirming that the entire nation stands united in this resolve.
ये हमला सिर्फ निहत्थे पर्यटकों पर नहीं हुआ है, देश के दुश्मनों ने भारत की आत्मा पर हमला करने का दुस्साहस किया। मैं बहुत स्पष्ट शब्दों में कहना चाहता हूँ, जिन्होंने ये हमला किया है, उन आतंकियों को और इस हमले की साजिश रचने वालों को उनकी कल्पना से भी बड़ी सजा मिलेगी। सजा मिलकर के रहेगी। अब आतंकियों की बची खुची जमीन को भी मिट्टी में मिलाने का समय आ गया है। 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की इच्छा शक्ति अब आतंकियों की कमर तोड़ कर रहेगी।
India has decided to suspend visa services to Pakistani nationals with immediate effect in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. All existing valid visas issued by India to Pakistani nationals will also be revoked with effect from the 27th of this month. Besides, medical visas issued to citizens of the neighbouring country will only be valid till the 29th of this month. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said, all Pakistani nationals currently in India must leave the country before the set deadline of visas. It has also advised Indian nationals to avoid travelling to Pakistan, and those Indians currently in Pakistan have also been asked to return to India at the earliest. However, the ministry later clarified that the revocation of visas to Pakistani nationals does not apply to the long-term visas or LTVs already issued to Hindu Pakistani nationals, which remain valid. Meanwhile, the government has issued the official notification on holding the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Sources said that the Army Chief will review the security situation in the region. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Vatican City from today to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu will also offer condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. Pope Francis passed away on the 21st of this month. India has declared 3 days of state mourning on the passing away of the Pope. President of Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, called on Prime Minister Modi and expressed his condolences on the Pahalgam terror attack. And in IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Rajasthan Royals by 11 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 206 runs against Rajasthan Royals for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs with solid knocks from Virat Kohli and Devdutt Padikkal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.